Because we are in a fast-moving time, there are some things that we are feeling more sharply than we might had there been more time to work it through. And we would like to speak to you about one of those things. And that thing is loneliness. This is a feeling that happens for people on the earth plane in various positions in life. It is not always theoretically caused by the same thing. It is something that sometimes you enter, you feel, you reconnect with yourself, and you leave it. But in spiritual terms, the overriding belief about this is that the definition spiritually of loneliness is that you have left yourself. And once again, because you live in a world where the head tends to rule, you will find when you take this truth into yourself, you will learn a great deal about yourself by the way you argue with this truth. No, I have not left myself. He has left me. She has left me. Money has left me. Fame has left me. Strength has left me. And when you hear all of those arguments inside of you, and you return to the truth of it, which is that loneliness is you leaving you, then you have a great deal of information about what you have been taught to believe, how much power you have given to things outside of yourself to be your fulfillment, to be your valuing, to be the thing that can point the finger at you and say you are not worthy, or there is some reason why you are feeling the way you feel, and it has to do with your lack on some level. We only mention this because the learning, although it is wonderful to learn the principle, but the learning is very often in the battle. If I had rather say, I am lonely because I have been deserted or disappointed or lied to or cheated or not understood or not seen or not heard, you can understand from this brief list how long that list can be, then you have an opportunity here to put things in the place where they belong. But of course, the first thing you need to do is return in honor and love to yourself, to have respect for your own light, for the origin of that light, for all the time you walk in the light, and for all the love and support that you bring to you. Now, the other argument that comes up with this principle is that people say, well, if I complete this learning, I will always be alone. We do so enjoy how the pendulum swings from one wrong end to the other, and that is a place where it is doing that. Because if you are full, and you are allowing fullness to flow into you, and you do not feel loneliness, then it is true that you will be attracting other people in the world, other situations in the world that are like that. That fullness is not going to be a rejection of what you want to draw to yourself. It is going to be an attractor for what you believe about yourself. Now, we want to make a distinction, of course, because We certainly have ups and downs in life. It is to be expected. If you have ever had a great victory, you will find it is usually followed by something of a trough in your emotional world. If you have had a great number of people around you, and then they are not around you anymore, of course, there is an emotion that may say to you, you are lonely. We want that to move then and say, oh, I miss the wonderful people who were here. It is not that we are trying to strong arm ourselves into a perfected position, because we are human, we are in life, but it is, we do want to remember the spiritual principle. And that is that you are lonely, particularly if it persists, when you have left yourself. Now, we are quite creative as humans on the planet, so that there are any number of ways that we can leave ourselves. We are not going to try to go into all of them, of course, but we will mention certainly two. One, you leave yourself when you are valuing something outside of you more than you are valuing yourself and what is inside of you. That is one of the principles. The second principle is that you have picked up a belief about the need for many others to be like you in order for you to feel not lonely. That is quite common in your world. And of course, it is very wonderful to be with those who are like you. But you do not leave yourself if you are moving into a situation that you are going to have to handle on your own. That is the time to draw closer to you and to feel more than you have before. There are, of course, many, many other reasons, things that make you leave yourself. But we are going to take a few moments and speak together, most importantly, about what it is you need to be in light and belief about to move back into yourself and to feel yourself. So, in this teaching, as in all of the teachings of light, may you find yourself enlightened, unburdened, blessed, and healed. Feel your breath like the gift that it truly is. In your creation, this is the breath you were given by God. And as you breathe, feel that gift moving through your body. And know that where the breath goes, the love of God goes, with all of its power to heal, to balance, to straighten, to soothe, and let your body enjoy your breath. And feel yourself in the center of a wind that goes round and round. and feel that wind coming up and moving around your body. And where it moves, let it take away any burden, any sadness, any worry that might have caught in your field during the week. Let that energy move up and take away anything heavy or unwanted. And feel that energy as it moves upward. And feel it around your head. And let it remove heaviness from your thoughts. And as it moves upward and away from your body, let your body feel light. Feel the energy around you willing to let go of anything heavy or troublesome. So that when you breathe into your own beauty and your own worth and your own value. Now feel the flame in your heart that is your spirit. And see that flame growing, becoming stronger. And see your life more clearly through your heart. And see that there is no judgment. There is only knowledge and love. And feel your flame make smaller flames and send them from your heart to the solar plexus, to the second center, to the root. And feel them send flames up to the throat, to the third eye, to the crown. And allow this alignment of your own soul to purify your energy, to reconnect your body and your spirit to the universe that loves you. And feel the flame that is in your crown open like a cup to receive the golden light that the universe is sending to you. Make more space for the golden light. Continue to breathe and allow that more of you is blessed and growing, unique, strong, and feel the light in you touch every part of your body and every part of your energy body, every part of your emotional body. So that all that you are is one with the universe. Feel how safe you are and how knowing you are. And allow your energy to move up through your crown and out of your body and feel yourself free in the night sky. Feel your light, a perfect balance for the stars and the planets and the universes beyond the universes. And in the night sky and the coolness of the night, become who you really are again. And see that before you there is a silver path. And when you begin to move on it, there is no effort, but the path protects you and draws you in its light to a greater light. And know that this light is a part of who you are and who you are becoming. So as you are drawn toward the light, you breathe in the wisdom and the knowledge and the power of that light, your light. And see that in this light there is a circle. And in that circle, there is a gift for who you are now to assist you with who you are becoming. Rest the mind and know the gift. And see the landscape of the place where this light lives. See the beauty of it, the shapes, the colors, the structures, all that you are moving into, all that wants you. And find in this place that there is water for you to drink, and that water contains the essence of who you are and who you are becoming. And take this time and drink. And if you are drawn, simply be in this water and let it move across you. And as you come from the water, stand in a circle of those who guide you and protect you, and who look on you with love and support. Breathe and allow their energy to become a part of your energy. And feel the joy of this place in you and around you. and knowing that you are needed on the earth plane. Move back to the silver path, taking with you all that has been given to you. Come down the silver path, to the night sky in its perfect balance and beauty. Come into the room, and as you are drawn, find a message, an impression, a gift for anyone in the room to whom you are drawn. Begin to center in your body. Breathe into your body. When you've centered in your body,